It's Ham Radio with Neil Rapp. Here we go. Welcome to Ham Talk Live. Call in, let's talk. Neil's your guy. Ham Talk Live. Here we go on Ham Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Get this button turned on here. Good evening, everyone. It's time for Ham Talk Live. It's episode number 325, live from Hamvention 2025, recorded on Thursday, May 15th, Hamvention Eve 2025. I'm your host, Neil Rapp, WB9VPG. Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of Ham Talk Live. Tonight, we're joined by Paul Brown, WD9GCO, and Eric Elwell, KD4BNT. And Michael Coulter, W8CI. Well, we've got a couple of firsts here for the show. And first is we have a new location because we're not at the same old hotel we used to stay at. And so we're coming to you from Holiday Inn in Fairborn. And just renovated. In fact, I think I'm the first one to use this room since the renovation happened. And so it's looking really nice. And it's also a first because we're streaming live on YouTube because, well, Spreaker quit streaming live. And so there wasn't much of a choice. So I set it up to stream on YouTube. But we're in time for the random banter. I love it when I get here for the random banter.
There's headphones so you can hear.
Well, hang on. Let me put on the headphones.
And now, is there a level for the headphones, Neil? Because I can't hear myself. And you know how much I love to hear myself.
Well, okay.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. I can hear myself.
So.
Well,
and here's the video shop. We're not used to doing video.
No kidding. So this is rare. I mean, we haven't done Ham Talk Live for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's Hamvention time, so we got to do it. And this is a special year for you because you're like a big deal this year.
Well,
yeah. And because you're a big deal, I have something for you, Neil.
Oh, no. I had a feeling this was coming.
So you remember
you hold that.
I'll hold that.
You remember a few years ago you treated me to a stack of headshots.
Yeah.
Yes,
I remember.
I still have some. And I brought one this year.
Apparently, you still haven't brought me one.
I have some. I will make sure you have one.
But you now have your very own headshot.
Oh, I have my own headshots. There we go.
And it says
with the Newsline logo and everything.
And it says 2025 Hamvention Amateur of the Year. 2021 Carol Perry Educator of the Year. And it also says close personal friend of Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Very nice touch.
That's the important one.
Yes, very nice touch. A close personal friend of Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Now do you understand why I didn't have the monitor on?
Yeah, I can hear myself twice in delay.
So I'm turning it off. I'm turning the monitor off. Yeah, the digital delay is just too much.
So if you come by the Yoda booth, make sure Neil will have these with him. And if you would like an autographed photo of Neil, he has some.
Yeah. Now, these are color. Yours were black and white.
Oh, there's not as many of them, though.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I did get you 100.
Yeah.
So how many did I rate?
I think this was real quick, and I printed them kind of at home-ish, so I didn't print 100.
If there's a demand, we'll get more made.
You think there'll be a demand?
Well, you are a close personal friend of Paul Brown.
Paul Brown, WD9GCO, yes.
I would imagine there will be a demand because, you know, we know how much mine have been in demand. I have, I think, 80 of them left.
Yeah, it's going to be 79 before the weekend is over, right?
The weekend's over, yes.
Okay, so there you have it. You know, first time at this location, first time on YouTube.
This studio is a lot nicer than the last one.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. Okay, so we're gonna take a look at the weather, and we're gonna look at some things to help these fine people who are coming to Hamvention, so that they don't make the same mistake that I made yesterday coming in and missing my turn.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk to Michael Coulter, WHCI. He's going to tell you about all the latest changes that have been made, because there have been a few last minute changes. And then later on, you're doing a remote broadcast, right?
I can try.
Okay. You got your phone charged up, Zoom on it and all that?
I do.
Okay. All right. We'll be ready to go. All right. Well, first, let's check the weather. Now, the weather, the weather forecast suddenly changed. I got a text from Michael Coulter last night at like 10 minutes to midnight, and it showed the weather outlook that had been released. And so we wanted to kind of get the word out on the weather, but it looks like we'll actually be in decent shape during Hamvention hours. So let's hear more about that from our exclusive Spectrum One News Hamvention weather forecast with Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell, KD4BNT.
Oh, I used to get wet. I used to sweat. I used to get caught outside in the rain and snow. But now I'm warm and dry. Please don't follow me from the sky.
Cause I get my weather from the radio.
Thanks, Neil. Here's your Hamvention forecast for this weekend. We are keeping a close eye on storms the next couple of nights. For tonight, we'll monitor storms that could come in late after midnight, between about midnight and 6 a.m., a little bit greater threat as you get up north of I-70, but we'll still watch that closely. There is a chance that if those storms can make it, one or two of those could be strong, so you might have a way to be alerted to severe weather overnight. Now, most of the day, Friday looks dry, another sunny, warm afternoon with temperatures in the lower to middle 80s, but once again, Friday evening a little bit earlier, but anytime after about 5 or 6 o'clock Friday evening, the threat for more storms, and some of those could be strong or severe. In fact, a little bit greater threat for severe weather here Friday evening. We'll have to pay attention with that potential for some damaging winds and hail, maybe even an isolated tornado. So another evening to stay weather aware. The good news is all this gets out of here for Saturday and Sunday. Maybe a few early showers on Saturday. A little breezy, cooler. Temperatures fall back into the 70s, but should be a pretty nice weekend. With the exclusive Ham Talk Live Hamvention weather forecast, I'm Spectrum News 1 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell, KD4BNT73.
All right. Thanks again, Eric, for that. And you can catch Eric on Spectrum Cable on Spectrum News 1 across Ohio on Channel 1. And when you're here in the Dayton area for continuing weather coverage, I know he recorded that for us 5 o'clock tonight for Eric. So he's keeping an eye on all of that. And Paul, I should mention, I want to apologize to all the people who are watching the show, because, you know, we're radio guys and right. and we don't do video, and so, you know, it's kind of like I just kind of threw it together, and the shots are all off, and I'm not even watching YouTube right now. There's probably people in the chat, and I have no idea.
I believe the term is faces for radio.
Yes, exactly. We have faces for radio. So if the lighting's off and the, you know, and you only see like half of Paul or whatever, yeah, then I have no idea.
There's a camera, but we aren't seeing ourselves, so we're just guessing.
Yeah, so we're just guessing. So that's it. All right. Well, let's take a look at I need to turn that off so I don't hear it. Okay. Let's take a look at the gas prices. Actually, gas prices around here are actually pretty good.
I need to fill up in the morning.
Yeah, it's actually better than home, which home is usually really good. But the best price right now is Meijer, just down the street from us on Colonel Glenn Highway. It's $248. In Xenia, it's $253 at the Speedway on US 68 and the Shell on US 68 and Kroger on Main Street. And most places in the Xenia area in the southeast area are running around $253 to $258, somewhere in there. I think Costco was $264. Okay. So, you know, most of the prices are pretty good in the southeast area. So kind of the closer you get to Hamvention, the better the gas prices. So
the place right up the street from us is cheaper than Costco?
Yeah.
It's not worth me driving over there then.
Yeah, that's what I usually do, is go over there to Costco. But
oh, okay.
So right now it's Meijer. Just probably look out the window and see it.
Cheap is good.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to talk to Michael Coulter, W8CI, and find out some more about Hamvention to help your trip here. It's Hamvention Eve live with Ham Talk Live, and we'll be back right after this word from Tower Electronics right here on Ham Talk Live.
His 2 cents is worth $37 in change. He once ran a marathon because it was on his way to Dayton. He works FT8 by ear. He once worked North Korea on every band in 1 minute using only a microwatt. He slowed down his code speed to work a de-expedition to 200 words a minute. He is, indeed, the most interesting ham in the world.
I don't always put on my own PL259s, but when I do, I prefer them from Tower Electronics. Stay resident, my friends.
Tower Electronics has all the adapters, cables, connectors, and yes, PL259s you need at a ham fest near you, or visit PL-259.com.
And Tower Electronics will be at the Dayton Hamvention this weekend. They're in Building 3, Booth 3103, and that surrounding area. Or you can visit them online if you're not here at PL-259.com. Tell them you heard it here on Ham Talk Live, and they will probably charge you double even. And welcome back to Ham Talk Live, or Hamvention Prep episode, coming to you live from Fairborn, Ohio, here on Hamvention Eve. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We hope we're helping make your trip to Hamvention more enjoyable. And before we talk to Michael Coulter, W8CI, you know, it wouldn't be a Ham Talk Live episode if we didn't do this. It's time for the Ham Talk Live Joke of the Week.
Now it's time for the Ham Talk Live Ham Radio Joke of the Week, the part of the show where Rick tells us a ham radio joke. The Ham Talk Live Ham Radio Joke of the Week is brought to you by QRM Labs. Now, here's Rick Garrett in 9GSU with today's Ham Talk Live Joke of the Week.
The external speaker on my HF rig went out, so I sent it away for repair. It's been 2 weeks, and I still haven't heard anything.
This has been the Ham Talk Live Ham Radio Joke of the Week with Rick Garrett in 9GSU. Tune in again next week for another joke from Rick.
Paul, I'll be glad you didn't have your earphones on.
Usually I am, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorites are the ones where the introduction and the outro are like four times as long as the joke.
Yeah, I think that one fit on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I had a chance to sit down with Michael Coulter, WHCI, the official spokesperson of the Dayton Hamvention. And we talked about traffic and parking and all kinds of stuff. And let me give this disclaimer, because when we talked yesterday, the weather forecast was not quite the same. And so it's not far off, but we kind of snuck in that severe stuff possible overnight thing. So keep in mind, this was from yesterday, but we'll go to this interview with Michael Coulter, WHCI. Here live at Hamvention 2025 with Michael Coulter, WHCI, the official spokesperson of the Dayton Hamvention. And Michael, looks like it's going to be another great year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year. We have ticket sales are as strong, if not stronger, than they've been in many, many years. And we have vendors. Actually, there's a waiting list of vendors to get in here, and they're here. And let me say something about the vendors. Some of these, or most of them, are just absolutely beautiful. And it's just not just a couple tables thrown together. I mean, some of these vendors come in here and they have absolute works of art, and the radios and equipment that they're selling, and there'll be new equipment that will be unveiled. And I just can't tell you what a great event this is. And Neil, you've been coming here a long time, and so have I. And every time it gets really close to, wow, it's really going to happen. Everybody here is excited, and our over 600, nearly 700 volunteers. These are the people that make this happen. I'm just a volunteer. None of us get paid to do this. I mean, there's no little stipend that any of us, especially on the board, we get a little extra. We do not. And we pride ourselves on that. And this year, our theme is radio independence. And you know, Neil, that means a lot of things. And to me, you know, I've thought a lot about that, radio independence and what that means, and how many people in the world have not had, and still to this day don't have, radio independence and communications independence. And now look what we've got. POTA and SOTA, and, you know, that radio independence could die if we don't protect our spectrum.
Very, very true. All of those and more are represented here. You can learn a lot about whatever aspect of amateur radio you're into right here at Hamvention. So I know, you know, in the past, now, you know, last year I my schedule didn't allow to do the show, so we missed last year. But I know in previous years, you've always said that you put in your call to the National Weather Service and ask them to make sure that the forecast is good. So what's our weather outlook looking like?
Well, it's good that you asked that. They're working hard on it. And unfortunately, the National Weather Service has had some cutbacks. So, but the weather looks like, yeah, will we get some rain? We expect any rain or storms that we have to come at the end of the show each day, if we get any. And that generally is the case. And, you know, could it rain a little bit? It could sprinkle. But, that's Hamvention. And, the grounds are not muddy right now. We have good drainage. Everything's cut, you know, and in good shape. But we are looking for good weather, and it's a little rainy here the last few days. But the way those weather patterns work, they move out, and then good weather. The good weather, like the good DX, will be here.
There we go. Well, while we're talking about the National Weather Service, you were mentioning to me a bit ago, before we started recording, that you had to make some adjustments to the forums. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, we are. We were heartbroken, and one of the things that I do is I live just south of here, between Xenia and Wilmington, Ohio, and I am a net control operator at the National Weather Service. And in this region, we cover southern Ohio. If you take a, well, actually the southern half of Ohio, if you take a line and draw it about 50 miles north of Columbus, right across the state and south, that's our area, plus a lot of northern Kentucky counties, as well as eastern Indiana. So now, because of the government cutbacks, they're not allowed to do any more on-site skywarn training, or spotter training. So critical, especially around here. We're disappointed, but the head guy down there at the National Weather Service gave me a call, and he's really heartbroken. They were planning on having a forum here, and they had to cancel that forum. And they had always have a booth here, and they're not allowed to come up and do the booth. So we have Skywarn people that are going to take over the booth to give out Skywarn information. And but unfortunately, having to cancel their forum at the last minute was very, very, very sad. But we have a person in there, a trainer, and that's going to be Michael Martins out of Wisconsin. And those of you who follow much on YouTube know that Michael has does wonderful videos, and he's really a POTA expert. He doesn't say he is, but I think he is. I enjoy his videos. But not only do I like his videos, I mean, he's never trying to put anything down. He's very positive, and my God, we need positive in this hobby all the time. And he's very positive. And the other thing that he does is he, in the descriptions of where he's going, he like studies the history of the area. And as he's driving down the road, he'll point out, you know, this group founded this little town, and this is what they did. Very, very interesting. And that part of the country, Wisconsin, is a very interesting place. And I have found that out just by watching his videos. But irregardless of that, we have a lot of great forums that are going to take place. And the RCA has a forum on the effects of AI and amateur radio. And that one's going to be on Friday morning. That should be a great forum. But I don't want to go through and talk about all the different forums. What I do want to urge you to do is to look at our website, which is hamvention.org, or download the ARRL, the joint ARRL Hamvention app. It's got tons of information on it. And there's a lot of evening activities that will be listed there, plus on our website. So when you come to Hamvention, you know, you got to have a plan. If you come here and go, well, this place is big, and you start wandering around, you could miss things. You could miss one of the most wonderful forums that would just hit right at what you want. So take a look for that. And then when you're talking to the vendors, they want to help you any way they can. We're all into this amateur radio thing together. And it's a partnership, and we all consider it a partnership, Neil. I know you do with all the stuff you do with youth. Plus, we have some tremendous youth activities through the RCA and also through the ARRL. So please take a look at that.
Yeah, a lot of great forums. I will be at the youth forum and try to get to some of the other ones as I can. We've got a lot going on. Of course, we've got our Yoda youth socials on Friday and Saturday. So, and I actually had one of our Yoda campers' parents contact me. They're coming to Hamvention for the first time and said, "Hey, what do we do in the evenings?" So I just had that talk with them. I know you mentioned some work here being done at the fairgrounds that you wanted to talk about. So what's happening here at the Greene County Fairgrounds?
Well, I think it's in great shape. You know, the grounds look super. Grass is all cut really nice. Everything's marked out. And, of course, we work with police departments, the fire departments from around the area, and that includes our State Highway Patrol Sheriff and Xenia Township Fire Department, as well as Xenia Police Department. And we work together to make sure that it is a safe atmosphere for everybody. And I will say that The Fair Board here at the Expo Center, they have worked with us. They're out here working, too, to make sure this is a top-notch event. And like I mentioned, our volunteers are all doing so much because in this area, at least the people that work with Hamvention, and they come from all over the world to work here. It's a very international event. And the exciting thing is we all see it as, our give back to amateur radio in one way or the other. It's our give back. And that goes along with radio independence. We're independent, but yet we're giving back.
Yeah, I noticed the Fair Board president pulling weeds a while ago. they're really after it to make this a great event. Another thing that I found on the way in today, which I kind of expected, but wasn't necessarily prepared for like I wanted, was the drive in from Dayton. The interchange there at Treebine Road was under construction last year and starting to, they're kind of waiting for Hamvention to be over before they go in full force on that. And they've had a year to work on that. And so the traffic pattern, if you're coming in on 35 from Dayton, is a little bit different. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a great point, a great comment, is that if you are coming in from the Dayton area and you're following 35 in, that there isn't a place you want to get off at Treebine Road. And we have a couple of those big signs along the highway that will tell you to stay in the right lane because it's kind of counterintuitive. They don't have this exchange completely done yet, but they have enough of it and we'll have police out there to direct traffic to make sure we get this continuous right turn and keep the flow going to the fairgrounds. And we've hired a professional parking group to help us make sure that we can get people parked safely and quickly and keep that traffic flowing. And that's another big addition this year that we've done. But when you come down Treebine or come down 35, be sure you watch the signs, but stay to the right. If you miss it, you miss a turn, you can go right into Santa Xenia and make a left on U.S. Route 68, and they'll take you right up to the fairgrounds. There'll be a turn on Fairgrounds Road, but it's not bad. But our talk-in, 146.940, is excellent, and I want to put a plug in. There's a repeater, which is a wide area repeater. I mean big, from Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton area. A lot of good people on there, and I talked to the guys in charge of that, and they're welcoming you to use this repeater. It's 145.110 with a tone of 67. So that's a great repeater if you're coming in from Columbus even and you need help. Hit that repeater. The guys and gals there will help you. But our talk-in is at 146.940. Make sure you listen to that one too.
Yeah. So, yeah, instead of keeping left, make sure you keep right if you're going to turn there at Treebine Road. Let's see. We have another very important topic to discuss. This cannot happen with one or two people. You have an amazing group here of volunteers that give of their time, and I know that's always something close to your heart. So talk a little bit about the volunteers that are working this week.
I can't say enough for these volunteers. A lot of them, a lot of Dayton area has a lot of professional people, like scientists and lots of engineers because of the Wright Patterson Air Force Base. And there's a lot of supporting organizations. But we have everybody from, scientists to school teachers to, everything in between and below or above, whatever you want to call it. But they all have a passion for amateur radio, and they all have a passion to make this a great event. And we work together. You know what the amazing thing is, Neil, about the Dayton Amateur Radio Association and the Hamvention team is how minimal the drama is. There's in any group, you have little things that happen. But I am so impressed with this team. And we always talk about, okay, we've had that. Let's just get over it and move on. And let's talk it out. And let's respect each other. You know, maybe it's part of our ham radio group that's getting closer to their own personal checkout line. But we want to try to be as respectful. And that's, you know, taking that deep breath and being patient. And so, and you're out here, and if a volunteer is helping you, say a volunteer is driving a golf cart and taking you from point A to point B, thank them. Thank a volunteer. You know, they're not getting paid anything to do this. And out here in the hot sun, or, well, the weather will be good, so it won't be hot, but it's, you know, it's extra work. But thank them, you know. They're all doing the very best they can.
Well, Michael, I think that's about everything I can think of. So if you have anything else, why, feel free.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody out here and that Neil is he won the Amateur of the Year Award, and most deservedly. You know, he was nominated this year. He's been nominated before, and it is hard to win this award. I mean, there's been so many great people win this, but his work and his love in amateur radio, especially toward the youth of amateur radio and other things that he does, is just can't be beat. I mean, it's just, he's an example to many of us of really the excellence that there is in amateur radio to get more people interested, and not only get them interested, get them involved and keeping them involved. So if you see Neil out there, or you want to send him a personal congratulations, please do that. Well, I mean, it's a very, very difficult award to win. He won this thing, and we are all proud of it. And I have had nothing but people sending emails back saying, wow, Hamvention did a good job awarding him with this honor. And so, Neil, congratulations on that. You won't speak of it yourself, but we're all very proud of you, and we are happy you're in the amateur radio community. So thank you. Job well done.
Well, thank you very much. It's quite an honor. I look at that list of past winners, and I just, you know, I kind of like, really? I'm in this group? But it's always great to be recognized for the things that you've done. And we, you know, I've been spending a lot of time on this. So this Yoda thing and the high schools and all the youth activities and Newsline and this show, although I don't get to do it much anymore. It's been a lot of fun, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So thank you for that. All right. Well, we'll come back here in a minute and talk more about Hamvention right here on Ham Talk Live. All right. Well, that was Michael Coulter, W8CI, the official spokesperson for the Dayton Amateur Radio Association's Hamvention. And we'll talk about a few more activities here. But, Paul, I think it's probably time to get that remote started.
I'm heading downstairs.
Okay. Very good. So we'll talk to Paul here in just a bit. But for updates as Hamvention is going on, you can check the talk-in frequencies, as Michael said, 146.94. The PL is 123 on that, and the bulletin loop is on 145.525. And hamvention.org, the webpage, and the social media accounts, and, of course, the ARRL Events smartphone app. And Michael mentioned all of those. And also the wide area system 145.11. So just check those out, and you can find the app, search for Hamvention in your app store, whichever platform you're on, and you can check that out. Well, there's a lot of other activities going on, as Michael said, and the best place to find those would be on hamvention.org or on the app. But there's so many activities going on. I can't get through all of them, but some of the ones that I noted here, of course, the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting has already started their open house hours. They're Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Saturday, noon to 9 p.m. And on Sunday from noon to 5 p.m., you can check that out at voamuseum.org. They're in Westchester, Ohio, just south of Dayton off of I-75. And you really need to check them out if you haven't already. The contest super suite, of course, is every night at the Hope Hotel in Fairborn. And that's about 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. each night. And there's always plenty of pizza. Dara is having an open house on Friday and Saturday at their clubhouse. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. in Huber Heights. So that's not too far away. So you can check that out. And then there's all kinds of dinners. There's a contest dinner, the top band dinner, all kinds of dinners and events going on. So check out the website and check that out. All right. Well, for our final part here, we're going to try this once again. We haven't done this in a while, and maybe the new location will be better for us. But Paul Brown, WD9GCO, is down in the lobby here and headed out toward the parking lot, and we're gonna play the game that we tried before and see if we have any better luck. Let's find Texans.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready. So Paul's going to go around and just ask random people if they're from Texas. Oh, and we have people. We have people to talk to.
Gentlemen, I'm currently on with Ham Talk Live with Neil Rapp, and we're trying to find, are any of you by any chance from Texas? All right, Neil, we struck out. We're going to keep going.
Okay. Where are they from?
Oh, well, okay. Where are you from?
South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota?
South Dakota, okay.
Arizona. Okay, Arizona's close to Texas, much closer than South Dakota.
Yes.
Yeah, much closer than South Dakota. But all right, thank you.
Okay. Here's another person.
Are you guys, by any chance, from Texas?
Yes.
Oh my God, Neil!
You found somebody from Texas.
Are you guys? Hang on. Are you guys by any chance from Texas?
No.
Okay.
Are you insulting?
Hey. Sorry.
The greatest state in the nation.
So actually,
we're having wars with between Colorado and.
All right.
See, I'm originally from Colorado. I'm originally from Colorado. I don't claim it anymore.
I would. All right. So you guys are from Texas.
Yes.
And so you're obviously in town for Hamvention.
Is that what's going on here?
I've heard.
Yeah, Yeah.
Or you just stop by Ohio for the fun of it.
Well, it is a pretty state.
Yeah, it is. So, and we're dueling cameras here. So what's your name?
Jeremy Brown.
Jeremy?
K5THY.
Okay. And?
Chase, K5IRE.
All right. There we go, Neil. We got.
All right. Congratulations.
I think we finally won.
We
put our losses and go because, like at a casino,
yeah,
you know, when you hit the royal flush, you know, it's your luck's run out and it's time to go back. After all these years, we finally found.
Okay. Okay. Now the next thing, Paul, is you have to go through the parking lot and find license plates with ham radio call signs from all 50 states.
Okay. We do have a convention to get to tomorrow. You know that.
Yeah. No, you can't come back until you have all 50 states.
All right. Then I'll see you sometime next week.
Nah, just kidding. Thank you, Paul. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, the man on the street. He won.
He absolutely. And don't forget, everybody, stop by the Youth on the Air booth this weekend and ask for that photo autographed by Neil Rapp.
And personal friend of Paul Brown.
Personal friend of Paul Brown. That's right.
WD9GCO. All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
You're welcome, Neil. 7-3. All right, there you go. Paul Brown, WD9GCO. Well, all right. Paul's going back to vendor night down at 4 Days in May down in the on the lower level, the first floor down here. So he's going back over there. But before we go, let's take one more look at the weather with Eric Elwell, KD4BNT.
Taking one last look at the weather for Hamvention, we are keeping an eye out for some storms very late tonight, but a greater threat for some storms here in southwestern Ohio coming up tomorrow evening. Those storms could be strong, could include damaging winds and hail, so we'll watch that closely for Friday evening from about 6 p.m. to midnight. The weekend looks dry, with temperatures cooling back down to the mid-70s. With your Hamvention weather, I'm Spectrum News 1 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell, KD4BNT.
All right, Eric, thank you so much, and you can catch him on Spectrum Cable, Channel 1. Spectrum News 1 is the name of that channel, and we want to thank Eric for doing that every year. Well, that's it for this edition of Ham Talk Live. It's been a while since we've done one of these, so thanks for tuning in, listening, and that's it. So that's a wrap for this edition of Ham Talk Live. Thanks to my guests, Eric Elwell, KD4BNT, Michael Coulter, W8CI, Paul Brown, WD9GCO, and everybody out there in cyberspace for listening. And I invite you back next time. And for a list of all of our upcoming guests, go to hamtalklive.com. And you never know, we may do another special episode or two every once in a while. So check that out. So for now, this is Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, saying 7375, and may the good DX be yours.
Well, you came right back to my CQ call. Your readability 5 and strength 9. You never once mentioned your weather at all, and I didn't mention mine. We talked and talked for hours and hours. I completely forgot you're a ham. I don't know your power or the height of your tower, and frankly, I don't give a damn. So 73's to you and your family. I'll be seeing you further down the log. Yeah, 73's to you and your family. I'll be seeing you further down the log. It's hard to believe that you're anti-Indian, cause you sound just like a local up here. But why don't those whistling Mediterraneans check if the frequency's clear? We're warm and cozy in our shacks, and we have talked about thousands of things. About shoes, about ships, about sealing wax, about cabbages and kings. So 73's to you and your family. I'll be seeing you further down the log. Yeah, 73's to you and your family. I'll be seeing you further down the log.